And good evening, I'm Melissa Idris. Welcome to Consider This. This is the show where we want you to consider and then reconsider what you know of the news of the day. So tonight on the show, we will be featuring three stories from the Dari Dapo series, which aims to cultivate a culture of welcoming refugees and migrants to Malaysia through a shared love of food. Celebrity chef Chef Wan and activist Dr. Hartini Zainuddin will be sharing a meal with a meal and a candid conversation with a refugee from Pakistan. Then after that, we have politician and activist Nurul Izzah Anwar, who will meet a Syrian single mother to share a meal of chicken mandi. But first, join me and US Ambassador Brian McFeeters as we visit a Rohingya family for buka puasa. You know, Malay families, when guests come to the house, we give everything to the guest because the guest is king. And that was how I felt.
Six dishes. Before that, I never cook for others' community. I cook only for my community. Two special person is coming. I would like also to know them, and I am also very happy. I can explain what I am doing and who I am.
Hi, Brian.
We work on this issue a lot at the embassy with the government of Malaysia and with the UN High Commissioner for Refugees, but I've never before had the chance to see them at their home and learn about their conditions and learn a little bit more about them. So also a way of, you know, getting to know Malaysia better, because Malaysia is a host to these people.
I'm looking forward to it, but I have never had Rohingya food before. I'm assuming it's, you know, Myanmar, a little bit of Bangladeshi food. Who knows? So looking forward to learning today.
Hello.
Hello, welcome.
Hi, I'm Brian.
Ruka.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
We speak to activists and experts and think tanks and policy wonks. What I'm hoping to get today is to get to know the people that I'm speaking about, put faces and names and share a meal and learn about their lives.
How long in this club?
It's more than 1 year, and we had the allowed the fellow, the Rohingya community here. She doing the program with that, the same fellow Rohingya women. But they're teaching the communicative English, the Malay.
Teacher is the Asia. I'm project
manager. Okay.
How many women?
10 women.
That's quite a lot.
I see.
Okay.
Allahumma laka asantu bika amantu wa alayka tawakkaltu wa ala rizqika iftartu. Amin.
Yeah, so normally this is the traditional, so normally we break it down like this.
Okay.
So you need to have it the whole.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Wow,
oh, so yes. Somebody holds it,
yes.
And then you tear it apart. Oh, thank you. You honor me with the... When you celebrate in Malaysia, is it different from when you...
Yeah, so normally we fast after the prayer, the Raya prayer, we strictly go to the graveyard. Come back time, we go to the relative house. They cook the delicious meal.
Okay.
So when we give them the salam, one is the handshake, so we call it the mulakat.
Mulakat?
Yeah,
okay.
Sometimes we call it the azazi.
To hug, embrace.
Yeah,
oh.
Embrace, hug.
Okay,
yeah.
It's exactly the same.
Yeah.
Rokun's memories of Eid, celebrating Eid as a child in Rakhine, are so similar to my memories of celebrating Eid in my kampung. It was almost like exactly the same, and sometimes we focus on the differences. We don't realize we have almost the exact same traditions. Precocious. I love to see it.
I mean, this might be a difficult question, but since you both have children,
yes.
You know, you were talking about the future of your children. What are the children able to go to school now, or what are their options for schooling?
In Malaysia?
Yeah.
actually we don't have any opportunity to send them Malay school, government school.
Mm.
So they are
still young, but
yes,
have to look
growing
ahead.
Up. Yeah. So yeah. They are the main, the important for yeah. foundation of the education. The age, they are the spoiling in Malaysia, I think, because they are not able to the opportunity to get schooling.
Yeah,
yeah, not up the standard to the Malaysia.
They're grateful to the Malaysian government because they get to live here. And we agree, the Malaysian government is doing a good thing by allowing the Rohingya refugees to live here. At the same time, it would be nice if there was a, you know, provision for the kids to be educated, for the parents to work legally, because Malaysia needs workers. So I think that would be helpful. I think the international community just needs to keep paying attention to this problem, providing money, providing support, providing, you know, speaking out in terms of supporting these refugees and not forgetting about them.
Yep, yep. Like a little envelope.
Like this,
yeah.
And then?
Okay.
Like this.
Okay.
Like this. Clean it up, right? All right, try that. Okay, so do that. Here we go. Mm. Okay.
The first time we came here was 2009.
We don't study a lot before we came, so when we came to the country, we were like, hey, it's like all these different cultures that, you know, we had to learn about the, and then the, I think the pleasant surprise was like finding out like not only is it all the different cultures, but it's all the different foods that go with that. And
anyone try to adapt the culture, the Malaysian culture easily, they like it.
Yeah.
It's very hard to that don't like the Malaysian, the culture.
Right, yeah. Right.
Are there bad things in Malaysia?
I think I would say that in every human race, they have the shortcoming. So it's regardless in Malaysia or other countries, maybe here also. Because recently I saw in social media, the xenophobia against the refugees intense more than the before.
Was it like this when you came?
No.
No, right?
It wasn't like this nowadays.
Is that right?
Yeah, because now the social media is very available to the every single hand. Some local people actually they try to say maybe the refugee, specifically the Rohingya peoples, they try to take over the Malaysia, the land. So actually, we're thinking like this. We couldn't take over our own land, own rights in our own land.
So
how it could be possible in the others, the countries? Mm-hmm. So it's totally impossible.
Yeah.
So I think some people, they very simply believe that.
That was what tonight was about. I think it's critical, right? Because we all can get overload, right? You open up your news feed and there's just too many things, but you have to just sort of remember that it's people, you know, and people have similar problems and similar desires. So, you know, if you get down to that level, it helps to clarify things, I think.
I love being a journalist. I love it with all my heart. It is my life's calling. But I am so aware of how complicit the media has been in othering refugees and migrants, in normalizing those words, in normalizing the hate, in sowing the division, and targeting an already marginalized community as the scapegoat for our fears during a pandemic. And they shared so much, so generous and limitless, and it was very similar to how, you know, Malay families, when guests come to the house, we give everything to the guest because the guest is king. It's okay if like the tuan rumah tak makan, but you give it the best for your guests. And that was how I felt. They gave the best. They gave everything to us. And I think if we could be as gracious a host as a country, the way they treated me today, just a little bit, it would go such a long way. They always say like terbuka hati during raya kan, so maybe we might be okay with sharing a little bit more.
Thank you. Anytime you cook food, you bring your guests, everyone turns to smile and happy. Because food always brings people to the table. I mean, I always say, regardless of, you know, which culture, where we come from, everybody would need to eat.
I'm such a foodie, so I'm looking forward to trying something new and different and to meet the family.
You know, I've been to Pakistan a few times. They love, you know, a lot of lentils, legumes, like most, you know, curries and all that. They taste so good.
Oh, God. I'm crawling up. Hamid, assalamualaikum. How are you? You see, I'm crawling. Assalamualaikum.
I'm good. How are you?
You don't want me to do any work? Don't need chop onion? Coriander, all done already. I don't have to work.
The best thing you can do now is eat. And help me.
Alhamdulillah. Of course.
I cooked korma today.
Really? Wow. I can't wait.
This is a traditional Pakistani dish, and especially for the parties. Like a wedding party, it's a must.
All right, yeah, let's go to the kitchen.
Please have a seat.
Thank you.
We have to prepare already. Chicken korma.
You know, it's interesting, Hamid. Our chicken korma in Malaysia, as you know, we use the white korma powder.
Yeah.
It's white. What goes inside the spices here?
These are all the spices that I ground. A bay leaf, tarani seed, black and white peppers, nutmeg, black cardamom, cumin seeds. Coriander, clove, green cardamom, mace, turmeric, and for grinding, I use the red chili, the whole chili.
The whole chili.
So this is one last ingredient. So we use yogurt and bawang goreng.
Bawang goreng, yeah.
And a little bit of this.
What is it?
Kevra.
Oh, I don't know about that.
This is what goes in Pakistani korma. It's kevra, it's something from a tree.
Oh, so it's a fragrant aroma.
Yeah.
So a little bit, it's like an essence.
A drop.
Anyway, I am starving looking at this. All this talk, Hamid, is making me hungry.
It's really sedap, right?
Alamak. I mean, it's so delicious, huh?
It's so good.
Better than your restaurant, right?
10 times better. I mean, I have to bring it to my restaurant and teach my chef how to do this, okay?
Sure.
So, how long is it now you're in Malaysia?
6 years.
And have you made friends?
No.
No, Shane. Oh, dear. Why?
They don't go to school, that's why. They don't go to physical school.
They're not allowed to go to school.
Oh, I see. Oh, 6 years are young, a long time.
If you had a wish, what would you wish for?
I will be a doctor.
Be a good daughter?
Yes.
I think you're already a good daughter. And if you wanted a wish for yourself, what would your wish be?
Yes.
You don't want to be a refugee? A little bit longer, we'll figure it out, right? But she said, I wish I wasn't a refugee in one. I thought, I was gonna lose it. No parent wants to be in a situation where they cannot take care of their own children, or that they cannot go to school and there's nothing they can do in the frustration. And we are not, as Malaysians, inhospitable. We are Malaysians inhospitable because of policies and bad laws. So that needs to change as well. And there's nothing to be afraid of. Nothing. they eat kurma, we eat kurma. I'm like, really? Okay, theirs is better. But really, you know, I mean, we could learn so much.
I mean, whether you realize or not, all of us at one time are immigrants from somewhere. What sect, whatever it is, so I cannot judge you. But I can love you, I can respect you, but you also can also respect my God or my belief, my sect. That's how we should live. What's your favorite dish?
Biryani.
You like biryani? Me too. You?
Me, I am potato and chicken.
Meat chicken. Meat chicken. The world is formed hari ni, whether we like it or not, through migration and immigration. You cannot stop that. Tamadun, manusia, pemakanan, sejarah dunia, all that evolve within that migration and any. Even daripada meja makan kita pun, all our food are blessed from so many parts of the world. Macam kita tengok makanan Melayu sendirilah, daripada rendang pun, kan? Yang India datang buat teh tarik, serap, 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 serap. Kita minumnya sedap lah, teh manis, kan? You know, and roti perata apa semua. Where they come from? They come from ni jugalah. So that's why there's a little bit of everybody on the plate. In life, not everyone expect a lot. You know, people just want to be happy. For it takes so little to be happy sometimes. A smile pun kena nyampak jiran. Hello, where are you from? Oh, you're from Pakistan. Oh, I see. Sekejap lagi tu masak, hantar makan.
We need to start having these conversations. You know, we could bring the Prime Minister and the whole minister and say, look, this is the people that you're stopping from getting an education. These are the people you're not stopping from getting jobs and allowing them to live, yeah? Just allowing them to live.
Nice to meet you.
Anymore. Now I have
to see you all the time. All right. Chef one. Too much chicken. Look at my stomach. Too much naan. Thank you.
Oh, nice to
berbesar hati kerana tuan rumah sudi menerima saya dan kita mungkin insya-Allah belajarlah tips untuk masak.
Assalamualaikum.
Waalaikumsalam. I got some tea. So,
oh, thank you very much.
Waalaikumsalam. Yeah. Oh my god, I have two. Well, three now. But not easy, right? All so big already. Okay.
Oh, no. She's asked you, are you from police?
No. I help the government by telling them if they do something wrong, you are doing something wrong.
She's understand now what
okay, they say. Okay, yeah. So I'm here to learn from your mom. She's cooking. Tell me a bit about your recipe.
I'm cooking today for you, mandi chicken, inshallah.
When boil the chicken, we have to use some spices. Cumin, cinnamon, black pepper, because the chicken have some tasty. We want to remove the chicken.
Okay, now I want to season the chicken.
What is that?
This is oil, salt, and color. I have very bad experience with the Mary. Before I divorced, my kids' school time, I want to work. My ex-husband say no, you cannot work. I say no, I want to work. Then I try to learn from YouTube. Then I see Mandy, because all the local like Mandy. Yeah. Yemeni then food. I tried for first time. It was very bad. Sorry. It was very bad. Second time.
Yeah.
Third time, it was very delicious. And I forgot the recipe. So, but I try. Then I give my friends. They say, wow, very delicious. Wow, you can do
then
it.
Then you can start.
Yeah, then I start. And when I sell my first payment for me, I buy toys for my kids and I give them. Then I feel okay, now I can start. Everything is good now. Yeah, now I cook online, I do catering.
Oh, catering is a lot of work.
Last time also the immigration come to our house.
Oh, they did. This unit or the old?
No, this house, and they break our lock, and they just come inside, and they say, please, my kids sleep, just please. I say I'm single mom. They say sorry, and they go. But they scared from the police anyway.
That's why she asked me, are you the police?
Yeah. Yeah, the rice is ready. Now we want to put the color. Yeah, now you put on the rice.
In the middle?
Yeah. Take the charcoal
okay.
And put here. And to make the rice tasty charcoal. And now you can see the smell.
Okay. It's a traditional Syrian.
No, this is Yemeni food. But I learned because a lot of Malaysian people like chicken and rice, but the Syrian food is big different.
Wow, it's so colorful.
Yeah, I'm very happy because it's very nice. Allahumma.
I'll take for you.
يلا حنان
رزقنا وقنا عذاب النار امين
we're gonna try this one it's very good very delicious it's like you know when you go to the restaurant and you buy so yeah
thank you very much
you seem very you know, full of smiles and optimism. I mean, what keeps you going when times are hard?
I don't want to be negative. I don't like the people also negative. I just feel happy when I see my kids okay. That is my power.
Bila disebut itu sebagai seorang ibu sendiri, saya tak terkata apalah kan. Jadi kita mendapat inspirasi sebenarnya daripada komitmen, pengorbanan dan sifat beliau yang sangat optimis.
Hey, Hani, let's finish.
Assalamualaikum, Mami Ahmad. Assalamualaikum.
Bye.
Yeah, I hope for them. I hope for them be strong. You can do everything. You can try everything because you don't know what you do and it will be successful.
So I think that's what we want for our children, that no matter what happens, like life can be shocking. You know, my father went to prison before, but you see your kids and they're, you know, alhamdulillah. That's what I think you can hope for them. Is it okay if I pray here?
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين
Thank you for letting me come learning how to cook and eat your food. Right, honey?
Right, honey?
Right.
Bye. Assalamualaikum.
No, thank you for having me. So you're feeding me my dinner. And more.
you cook it with love and sincerity, mashallah. So
you are make my feelings clear because I don't know how to say my feelings.
It looks like that. It feels like that.
Thank you.